Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got a very special episode of the Maggie Dawn Show here at the Reisinger Family Farm, where they have raised animals and agricultural products for over 100 years. We are celebrating Jim and Jean's Reisinger's 49th wedding anniversary. I cannot believe. Big thanks to the entire Civic Media crew, Jamie Martinson, my senior producer, and the Reisinger family for welcoming us all into their farm, into their home, and their family to share in this momentous day. Can't believe we were able to do a live radio show on their anniversary. So exciting. And if that wasn't enough, you can also win some things here at Civic Media. It is Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. You got just a few minutes before the 6 o'clock hour hits. You want to get in this word to win via text messages, via the app as soon as you can before 6 p.m. The word to win this hour is radio, R-A-D-I-O. That'll get you entered to win $200 cash or gold jewelry. That's a daily prize. And it'll also get you entered to win one grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd, plus a gas card to get you to the game for $1,500. Who doesn't want that? I also want to give some thanks to all of my great guests today. Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, Brenda Stotz and Dorothy Harms, as well as Christy Updike of the Wisconsin Farmer Angel Network. Any of the items and resources that we talked about today will be available in our show notes following this program. Brian, you're with me for this last segment. First of all, I want to get in. You're going to be in Wausau talking about your book. Is that tomorrow?
That's right. That's tomorrow. We're going to be in Wausau talking at Timekeeper Distillery at 5:15 p.m. That's at 720 Grant Street, and it's for the Central Wisconsin Book Festival. And I find that we get book lovers, we get farm families, we get everybody in between. So I'm very excited about that, and it's a great chance to get out there. Our new edition of Land Rich Cash Poor paperback edition came out this month. It's in bookstores, it's on Amazon, but I love best getting into local communities like Wausau tomorrow.
Congrats on the paperback, and you're telling me we got a distillery with booze, a bunch of amazing farmers and people that like books. Maybe I'm making a drive up to Wausau tomorrow, Brian. I don't know. We wanted to close out this hour talking a little bit about the future of farming in America, especially the family farm. But I really wanted to get at what I think is the underlying theme of your book. And that is that the future and the wellness, the welfare, our general welfare here in the state of Wisconsin and America, we all need the family farm to continue to thrive and to succeed. It is essential for all of us. I don't care if you live on the island of Manhattan with 8 million people, you need the family farm. Our futures are tied together. Tell us a little bit about how you came to that. I think it comes through in every chapter of your book, Brian. How do you make that real? How do you get people to understand that we are in this together?
Well, I was shocked by the level to which that's true. I knew our farms were disappearing since I was a little kid. I knew it was having an impact. As I investigated the issue, here's what it boils down to. We've been losing farms at a rate of 45,000 a year for the past century. If we continue to lose farms at the rate of 45,000 a year for going forward like we have for the past century, I'm 40 years old now. By the time my little girl, who's 1.5, is my age, we'll have lost the rest of the farms in this country. That's not an exaggeration. If we lose farms at the same rate going forward that we have in the past, the rest of our farms in this country will be gone. And, you know, I had somebody said to me earlier, you know, you worry about what it's like to depend on foreign oil. Imagine what it's like to be depending on foreign food. And we have our food prices going up. The health of it is becoming a concern for a lot of people. All of these things that affect every single family are being made worse because we're wiping out our family farms that are our food supply. And I also want to say I thank you so much for shedding light on these issues. Growing up, hearing about our farms disappearing, my dad in the barn, we always listened to your guys' station in Richland Center. Guys like Phil Nee, people like that, who people hear in their communities. We need good information out there to keep these conversations going. And you guys are in communities like that as well as talking statewide, and it's so important.
Well, I'm just so privileged and humble to be here. My tagline on the show is, it's always better when we stand together. And that I feel is so intensely true when it comes to the family farm and our futures. I don't want to have to buy food from a foreign government. I want to buy food from the family farm down the street. And the fact that we pay more in many ways for food now that makes us less healthy tells us something about the health of the family farm and our health. Yeah. Those things are inextricably intertwined. We are in this struggle together. Our futures will rise or fall together, and we must survive and thrive together. The alternative is simply unthinkable. So with that, and everybody that's here at the farm with me, Brian, I'm going to cheers to your paperback. I'm going to cheers to Jim and Jean Reisinger. Thank you for your service to the state of Wisconsin. Thank you to the Farmers Angel Network. Thank you to the Wisconsin Farmers Union. We are all better in the state because all of you are here. Brian, we're all getting smarter because of your book. It is truly an honor and privilege to be here. So everyone, if you'll join me in a cheers to Jim and Jean, all of the best to you and your family. Congratulations on 49 amazing years together. We're going to take a sip of our apple cider here together. Mmm, delicious. And with our remaining minute, I'm going to invite all of you to join in our celebration by, of course, texting in our word to win and our text to win multi-state contest so that you can celebrate, you know, a $200, maybe some gold jewelry or a pair of tickets to Green Bay versus Minnesota on November 23rd. You've got just a couple minutes to get that in. Again, the word to win this hour is radio, R-A-D-I-O. Thanks again to all the amazing crew from Civic Media making this happen. And most especially, thank you to every single family farmer in Wisconsin. We need you. We love you. We respect you. And we're going to be here for you. Folks, thanks for being with me. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for our family farms.